You're hearing the Monroe Mayoral Debate on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News and Public Affairs Director, joined by Amritha Aladi and also Randy Pruitt as our panelists this evening. And we're also joined here tonight in Stubbs Hall on the campus of ULM by Dr. Ray Armstrong, Bishop Johnny Riley, and Mr. Clint Thomas. The incumbent, Mayor Jamie Mayo, was invited but declined to participate in this evening's debate. I'd like to address something along the lines of economic development. Bishop Riley, if you care to follow up, because you kind of hit upon part of my question, and that is one concern that is shared by many cities, which are home to local universities, as we are here at ULM, is what they can offer to graduates and young professionals to keep them attracted to the city. And expound, if you would, on the plans you were talking about in engaging this demographic of our population.
There's several things that we can do. One is make sure we have a true partnership with the university, whether it's ULM, Louisiana Tech, or Grambling. I think that we need to fully engage the university in the business of the city. What do I mean by that? I mean we have to have a relationship that is solid when it comes to research. If there is a problem with the city, we need to make sure we fully engage these young minds in solving those particular problems. For instance, recycling is one thing that we need to do in the city of Monroe. We have young minds who can actually help us with that. We have also issues with crime. I've actually, during this campaign, I've invited students from the from ULM to actually help us determine specifically which crime numbers were right and specifically what were the issues as it relates to crime. So we have to engage this community, these young minds. And just imagine, over the last 20 years, we've lost some 100,000 graduates that have been educated in Louisiana, that have been educated at Louisiana Tech, at Grambling, and at ULM, and they've left. We have the brain power, but we don't have an administration who's willing to call on that brain power to help us solve our problems. And that's what I want to be able to do with the university president, is fully engage them in the business of the city.
Mr. Thomas, your plans, your ideas on how to reach out to that demographic?
I really think that what I told y'all about last time has got a lot to do with this. People want to live here in our city. You know, in the last 10 years, people have been moving out in droves, getting away as fast as they can. And, you know, that's got to stop. We got to have a reason for them to come back to our city. And if there's no reason for them to come back, there's no reason for them to stay. So I'm going to be working on making our life better here in our city, making it where people want to live here. I can't tell you exactly everything that I want to do because I have no idea exactly how to keep them here. But I'll tell you right now that I'm going to be working on all kinds of ways in order to keep them here, mainly by putting, you know, as of right now, making our parks better, making bringing things to our city that will excite people. And I just want to make our city a better place to live. I think that's what we got to do.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Dr. Armstrong, your thoughts on keeping young professionals and college graduates here?
You know, we're talking about economic development, and it almost is not fair in a forum of this short period of time to discuss economic development, to discuss all of that. If we start with some of the questions of why did we lose State Farm and are we at risk of losing CenturyLink? And those were questions that I asked several years ago. I have an article here from the Denver Post, which we've all seen. It was April of 10. It says, transferees from Denver will get used to ditches filled with mud bugs. And this was the situation, this is the image that we have in Monroe, and we have to change that. And we have to change that by creating jobs. The very basis of economic development is opportunity. Education is the key to opportunity. It keeps people out of jail. It keeps our kids here. It opens up opportunities for all of us. It increases our tax basis. It makes us a healthier community. It is such a comprehensive area to talk about economic development.
Thank you, Dr. Armstrong. Amritha?
My question is about the Monroe Regional Airport. The new terminal opened up, and we had some glitches with it. There were 18 change orders, and that increased some of the costs for construction. If you had been mayor at the time, what would you have done differently? And if you are elected, how do you plan to move forward with the airport?
I thank you for being nice when you say there were glitches. There were not actually glitches. It was a bad planning by this administration. I think that they sold the citizens a bill of goods, and they could not cash that particular check that they sold them. And it's a shame in the city of Monroe. I travel internationally, and it's a shame that you come back to the Monroe Airport and you have to pick up your bags off the side of the curb. This is 2012, and we've invested millions of dollars, of taxpayers' dollars, federal and locally, in an airport, and it becomes a point of exit, not a point of entry, for young people. What would I have done? Make sure we have a plan. And I would also have included the airline industry and their teams who understand how to build an airport. I'd have made sure that they were in there so they can tell you where the plugs need to be instead of doing a change order just to change the plugs. That's what I would have done, make sure that we had the right people at the table planning this particular airport here in the city of Monroe. I think it's an indictment on this administration, and it's a shame that he refuses to show up at this particular debate because he's not concerned about the citizens of Monroe, Louisiana. That's an example. That's why they need to vote him out.
Mr. Thomas.
First of all, you know, the government gave us a lot of money to fix our airport. They gave us a lot of money to fix up Monroe. And as far as I can tell, we chose to sink most of it into our airport. And I think that the airport is important, but there's something that everybody has forgotten. And this goes back to the last thing, making our town people proud to live here. And I don't know if you can see this, but that's a Monroe police badge. In 2002, this little boat that's on our badge sunk. That's called the Twin City Queen, if you can all remember it. The Twin City Queen was our Statue of Liberty. It's what Monroe was. We still have it on our police badge, and I think that I would have personally. I want to go back, go down South Louisiana. I hear that this is our Twin City Queen is a hunting camp right now. I want to buy back the Twin City Queen and build it back because we can't just build another boat. It'd be like the statue. We sell it for scrap and build a new one because that's what we did. We sold our statue for scrap metal, and that's what I want. I want to happen. I want our Twin City Queen back.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And Dr. Armstrong.
Well, the problem with the airport, really, again, was a lack of a plan. We started out with plans in 1985, and those plans were hurried and used to build and develop the airport without revising those things to the appropriate standards that are there. And so we built an airport, and the airport is going to be a fine airport after we put millions of dollars more in to fix the problems. It's going to be a fine airport, but we need to address other things too. We're kind of laughed at by other people, and they call this the change order capital of the country, because we've had 18 and change orders, and we're going to have more change orders to fix this. Jamie was in such a hurry to get the airport open that he was more concerned about his election than he was about doing the right thing for the people of Monroe.
Thank you, Dr. Armstrong. Randy?
We sort of put our heads together the other day and wanted to come up with what we call situational questions, something that you can elaborate on and discuss rather than he said, she said type things. And Dr. Armstrong, you mentioned earlier State Farm and their exit some time ago. As mayor, how would you handle another massive exit of a business, say, heavens forbid, CenturyLink or one of these?
I'm a doctor, and I know that the best medicine is preventive medicine. And so we have to look at and understand and make a diagnosis of the problems that we've had in the past, and we need to prevent the illness from occurring. We need to look at wellness that is there. We need to understand the problems that have developed, and they're there. And we need to understand the questions of why CenturyLink is having a difficulty bringing people in from Denver, and why people have to be educated here. Once they get here to Monroe, Monroe is a fine city, and I love this city, and people love this city, but people don't want to come here because we have a bad reputation.
Okay, as mayor, though, how would you handle that if it did happen?
You need to start working on the very basic problems there. The number one problem CenturyLink has here is schools and education, because they'll look at police and fire and infrastructure and all those things, but they're especially concerned about education of their children. They're also concerned about trailing spouses, which relates back to workforce and jobs that people can find here in Monroe. And so we need to look at schools, we need to look at the workforce, education, at all levels to make sure that we have a healthy community here. That can be done, and it can be done through a strategic plan that prevents illness and focuses on wellness of our community.
Bishop Riley, please.
There's several things that I would do. One is we need to have a conversation with the executives at CenturyLink, and to see specifically what their 10, 15, and 20-year plans are. We already know that there are educational issues not only here in the Monroe area, but there's also statewide educational issues. So we have to work in a partnership with our educational system so they understand specifically what's needed in the workforce of 2015-2020, so we can have the feeder individuals to feed into that organization. We need to partner with the university system to make sure that they have the engineers for a CenturyLink, make sure they're preparing engineers that are homegrown, that can actually go to work there, but as we actually change the image of the city, to make sure we root out corruption at every single level, make sure we have open and honest government at every single level, and make sure those executives have access to the governmental officials so that they can understand specifically where the city wants to go. So the things that I would do, have conversation with the executives. Two, make sure the university system understand what the needs are of that particular organization. And then three, make sure we're in sync as we do our 10 or 15 or 20-year plan.
Okay. Mr. Thomas?
Mainly, me as mayor, I'll be out there talking to the executives also. I think that they're here, and I'm hoping that those big businesses don't move away from Monroe. Situational, though, if they say, hey, Clint, we're moving away, you know, businesses are here to make money, and they're going to want tax incentives and stuff like that. Now, I'm not going to be the mayor that's just going to kiss butt to everybody that out there, but we got to stand up. But we have to keep these companies here, so I'm willing to give them a little bit of tax incentive to stay, pretty much. And I think that everything that was said here tonight, we've got to make our town better. We've got to make them want to stay here, and that's what I plan on doing.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.